Hey, good morning. 194 on the Playhouse in the Morning. Zero, Amy K, and E. As we launch into Comfort in Numbers, which, of course, is that all too familiar spot where you're like, you know what? I would probably feel a little bit better if I at least knew somebody else had been in this spot before and it wasn't just me. And today in Comfort in Numbers, we got Playhouse family member. Oh, Anonymous. Never mind. We just have one from Anonymous. She says, anyone else ever experienced the wedding toast from absolute hell before? Our entire bridal party this weekend got so drunk. It was nothing but stories of every drunken night we've ever had together. Everyone we've ever slept with that wasn't each other. It was rough. And the grand finale, my maid of honor, who will remain nameless, as will I in this, vomited all over her meal in front of everyone up on the elevated main table for the bridal party. So yeah, I guess that ended the speech, at least, with her puking and making everyone gag that was watching in the hall. Has anybody else been there and experienced a wedding toast from hell? And this one was so ugly, she didn't even want to have her name associated with it. So Comfort in Numbers, very needed. I feel like it's a common concept, right? Like the really bad wedding toast?
Yeah.
But is it, how often does it really happen, or is it a movie concept?
Throwing up, though, yeah, that's bad. Like, that's not only did you say, like, that's one thing, saying something, but physically seeing someone throw up, I think it's, like, burned into your mind.
I just, like, this. I think that's a pretty extreme one. That's more movie-like.
Yes.
That you don't need to go that crazy for it to still get really uncomfortable and really bad toast or speeches or whatever you'd call it during the wedding, but like the one that even came to my mind right away was, I remember going to one where it was the mother of the bride who started giving a speech kind of before even the like best man maid of honor thing. So she started the speech like during the dinner.
Let me just,
yeah.
Can I get everybody's attention, please?
Yeah. And it wasn't even that it was that uncomfortable. Like what she was saying was nice.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not kidding you. This went on for like 15, 20 minutes.
Oh.
It got long to the point where I think people thought it was over a few times, but then she'd like go on to the next thing and you're like, whoa, we're still going, huh? Like people, like, you know, people were trying to watch and not eat, I guess, or, but by the time she was done, people were getting up and like going back to the buffet line as she was still doing speeches.
Still listening, but yeah. You know, I wanted some more of this chicken and salad. Yeah. So I'm just going to get this real quick. I think a lot of times you sit through the bad one where it's too long or the person's making a lot of maybe like inside comments and jokes that are probably just between them and like either the, well, let's be honest, the bride.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times there's that. There's maybe if we're talking about like the man side in that instance, a lot of times the bro from college that tells that story that maybe didn't need to be told.
Right.
But yours, I will tell you this, Anonymous, yours takes it to a different level.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's an extreme. I was at one where the cousin, and I don't think he was supposed to even be, he was part of the wedding party, but he took the mic after the wedding parties did their speeches, and it was a male cousin, and the female was, like, he was related to the bride, and he was saying, like, oh, we're the cousins from out of state, da-da-da, and then he just talked about their whole childhood and all these inside stories that they only knew, and it was so weird for everybody, and it was extremely long. And it just, he kept talking about all these things. And then it made it seem like these cousins were extremely close. And it was like too close and uncomfortable. And I looked at Steven and I was like, what is he saying? What is going on?
You know what has always shocked me and I've always been disappointed about?
Yeah.
My entire life, I have never once got to give a wedding speech. And I pretty good word speak most of the time.
Yeah, yeah.
I word speak so good too.
Really?
My
word speak pretty and then I speak it and it good positive stuff. And I think I'm pretty good at that.
Mm-hmm.
I've never once got to. And I just wish I knew somebody who's getting married soon and let me give a speech at their wedding.
You know what kind of stinked where I realized I was getting older and it kind of got depressing? Is there was a while there where it was wedding speeches. And it's like, that guy kind of got good at that because I was got some wedding speeches. But now I realize, because they're always like, oh, you're the radio guy, so we'll have him talk.
Yeah.
Now it's all funerals.
No,
so
what?
So it's like eulogies and
you really
funerals.
Took it to a dark place.
Yeah, it's like I've gotten older in my life where I'm like, man, remember when I used to do wedding speeches and they were fun and now they're eulogies.
I've never got to do that either.
It's not as fun.
I think you can make them fun.
You can, but you got to be careful too, I guess.
Yeah.
I'm bringing some props.
To which one?
Both.
Okay.
take your pick.
When I get married and when I start planning my wedding, you can have a speech, okay?
Yeah.
There you go.
I'll start working on it.
I did a speech one time at a friend's wedding, and it was a disaster. Everything
expect. Is fine. Is this the one that you had like the song for that you read
first
at that
off,
time?
No, that one was fabulous.
Okay, that one
so
was good.
So don't even put that in there. That was wonderful. I did a speech to the tune of Little Mermaid, okay? That was wonderful.
It was pretty amazing.
Was it?
Yeah,
it was good.
Yes.
Did you record it?
No, the person didn't record it. You know what he did? He took photos of it. Good job, dude. So that wasn't, we don't have any evidence. However, it was very good. I did, though, this was a different one. I was in the wedding party, but no one really did any speeches because it was during COVID and she was going to have like a second wedding.
Sure.
That never happened. She got pregnant. But good thing I bought a bridesmaid's dress. And I did a speech because some girl stole my phone. And so I said, it's so good to be back in Illinois. I'm happy, Jamie, da-da-da, and did a cheers for them. And then I called out the girl who stole my phone at the wedding.
Sweet.
Yeah.
I always like to start every public speech with, by the way, I'm supposed to tell you there's an 89 Civic with its lights on.
Yep.
A blue 89 Civic with its lights on in the parking lot. And then everybody looks at each other and go, and then I move on.
Yeah. Then you go into the real speech. I like
so
it.
That's the start.
No, that's, I'm already getting a preview. Yep.
Yeah. That's, it might not be an 89 Civic and it might not be the lights on, but it will be some sort of vehicle parking lot related announcement.
Yeah. You gotta start there.
Okay.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then are you going to be like, walk off stage and then actually take the mic back and say, just kidding, actually, I'm here to say da-da-da-da-da.
You got to find a lot more common car. And then maybe someone actually goes and looks. Like, take it all the way. Like, there's a 2016 Camry with its lights on out there.
I like that one, too.
There's a good chance it's probably in the parking lot.
It's probably out
there. Whoever's got the Malibu.
Also, if you're planning, I'm going to need a projector screen and a projector. It needs to have internet access because I'm going to put your in-studio proposal up there.
We're going to watch it.
I might edit in the Y94 logo a few more extra places just in case.
I show my ring and it's not actually my ring. It's just the Y94 logo.
Yeah. That's what he should have used.
Yeah.
Also, is this going to be in town?
I'm hoping for it to be in town,
perfect.
Yes.
We're going to have the Y94 truck outside, signs up and down.
What?
All the roads that come up and down. Get the tent out there, a couple of the street teamers.
Are you going to give t-shirts out?
Yeah, t-shirt cannon, get that thing go.
I guarantee you are giving the sales team ideas right now.
Absolutely.
They're like, maybe we could have them do a live remote beforehand, brought to you by Insert Business here.
Oh, we've already decided. It's Mance Automotive.
Okay.
Be Mance Automotive.
I thought it was Gunderson's. Oh, my Gunderson's.
Well, we'll do both.
Yeah.
Not related industries.
Okay. I guess. Yeah. Yeah. We can have them both.
You do both. You ever have the wedding toast from hell? Hello?
Hey, guys. I'm calling in. I've got one for you. I went to a wedding where the best man was the best friend, and I think he was jealous of the wife. And it really showed because he'd been drinking before the toast, and the toast started out nice, but then he starts talking about how much time the groom's going to be spending with the bride and how much time that means he's not going to be spending with him. And he just kept on about how much he's going to miss him and how he's such a great guy. And it got, like, borderline awkward. Like, it sounded romantic.
So to say they had a bromance would be, like, an understatement.
An uncomfortable bromance.
Basically looking for comfort in numbers for a person that had like a really bad wedding speech toast thing at their reception, hoping other people have too. You got 1-2-3-7, it's for the Playhouse. See you in the morning. I'm good, yeah. Time out. Wedding toasts, wedding speeches that just went really, really bad. Y94 Playhouse, what you seeing, Amy K?
Someone said, I spent a couple of years planning my wedding. I made of honor to call my wedding redneck during her speech. That would hurt me. So bad because I'm having the worst problem planning a wedding. It's very stressful. And so if someone said that, I would kick them off the stage. Someone else said
Let's be honest, you would cry. Like, you would probably have a breakdown there.
I would have a breakdown and I would break her legs probably. Someone said, I was once at a wedding where the father of the groom gave a toast during the open, anyone can go up to the mic part of the reception. I didn't know him well, but he seemed kind of like a grumpy old guy. And he said, I didn't like Jenna, that was the bride, when I first met her. And the words were very matter of fact. He smiled politely after the sentence, and I thought it was going to be an open, like, opening to a funny speech or a sweet speech. Nope, he just walked away after that.
What the?
Someone else said the best man waddles up to the podium, visibly too drunk. He opens up his folder with a speech in it, opens his mouth to say his first words, and projectile vomits all over the podium and the microphone, and then says, whoops, didn't mean to say that. He had to get dragged away. This is just as bad as the other one. And someone else said, at my brother's wedding, his best man said, I was hoping you guys would all be drunk by now so that you would forget I didn't have anything prepared. Well, congrats, guys.
Why do people struggle with these so much? Are they really that hard?
I think you can make them harder than they
need
to be.
You overthink it.
Yeah.
Because all of them basically sound like this. For the purposes of this, I'm going to be Sarah, and I'm Amy's best friend from college.
Hey, Sarah. Okay? Hi, Sarah.
Everybody. Oh, my gosh. Is it my time? Okay. Hi, everybody. For those who don't know me, I'm Sarah. Amy and I went to college together. So long ago, I know. Listen, I have seen Amy date a lot of guys. A lot of guys, let me tell you. And, you know, it gets to the point where you're like, come girl, when are you ever going to find love? Like, you just don't know what you're looking for. And when I first met Steven... Hi, Steven. Oh, you know what I'm going to say. When I first met Steven, I thought, you know, this is different. I knew right away that this was the man for Amy. And I just want to say everyone should be as lucky as to find the Steven to their Amy. Because once you found the Steven to your Amy and the Amy to your Steven, that is what love looks like. And... don't get me started on that time that we all went to Cancun together. We won't go there today. You find me later. You want to hear about Cancun, okay? So you two, let's get a round of applause for them, okay? Oh, God, I love you guys. Love you.
Don't
love you.
The cheers. You got to do the
cheers. Cheers. Yeah. You kiss, guys. Okay, bye. Why do we overcomplicate these? They're simple.
Yeah.
This might be a shock to you. My name's not Sarah, and I didn't go to college with Amy.
Yep.
But that's all you got to do.
That's pretty much it.
No.
And you can use your name if you want to.
Yeah.
I hope that's not like any speech at my wedding.
Why? That's every speech.
We're just saying if you're nervous about it, that's all you'd have to deliver, basically. And how far are you in? How far are you in on a couple minutes? That's really about how long that took you? 2 minutes?
We are 2 minutes into Savage Garden, so let's say 2 minutes.
2 minutes. So there you go, too. That's the other thing. People don't want them long. Get to the point. Get out.
Sarah knows how to get to the point.
Out. Yeah.
Someone said that whoever is my maid of honor should just steal that out of the podcast and play it.
Well, here you go. Question. Can I be your maid of honor?
What? Are you, is Zero the maid of honor or is Sarah the
honestly,
maid of honor?
I'm cool either way, whatever you're more comfortable with.
Do you know what? Do you know a Sarah that could be your maid of honor?
No.
You know, dang it.
You know, whichever works for you. Yeah. You know what? I'm cool either way.
I was thinking of my brother or sister.
Eh.
Boo. You want Sarah.
Sarah?
Honestly, she'd probably give a better speech than them anyway.
Yep. What?
Be honest.
Yep.
Probably knows you better. That time in Cancun. When toast from heck, hello.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Love your show.
Hey, Sarah.
I can't believe I'm on it right now. This is so cool. I think that sometimes the best man is the worst man to give a wedding toast.
Do tell.
I was at a wedding this past weekend, and it was a friend of a friend, and his best man was totally plastered, and he gets up to give a toast, and he was obscene. He was like, oh, you know, the bride is so hot. I'm not even going to use her name. The bride is so hot. She's got, people say she's just great boobs and a big smile, but she also has like a stunning ass. That's what he said during the toast. And he was like, you know, I know she's a good time. You sign up for the right, like, the right one. She's a lady on the street and a freak in the bed. And I'm like, what is going on right now? I think he like had hooked up with her and he was like bragging about it during the toast.
Right.
It was so embarrassing for everyone involved.
There's a weird like over-sexualization of the bride that happens a lot of times in the wedding speeches. Mm-hmm. And like her grandma is probably there. Her parents are sitting there like, what are you doing? Why?
Why do guys always, even like a best man, if he's trying to be nice, like, Jenna really is so beautiful. You did a good job, Jimmy. But like, why? You know, clearly he knows that.
You know who's not going to do that to you? Sarah.
Thank you.
Sarah would play it like that.
She's talking about a trip to Mexico. I've never even been out of the country.
Okay. How about you just switch Cancun to Chicago?
Yeah.
Fixed.
How about Horace? Girl, you remember that time we went to Horace? Any other bad wed toasts?
Someone said, I wasn't there to see it, but a buddy of mine told me about a bad one where he witnessed his cousin give. Basically, he got up, kind of froze up, didn't know what to say, and then he ended up congratulating a friend who was not even the groom on being accepted to NDSU. And another person said, at my uncle's wedding when I was 6, his brother, best man, got all choked up. So then their mother had to finish the speech for him while he was in tears. And another person said, I was at a wedding where the groom's father gave a speech. He stepped up to the mic and said, hope you made the right choice. And then just walked off. Old people waste no time speaking their feelings. Everyone cracked up and the bride was actually cool about it.
I mean, that's good at least. That's
I hope you made the right choice.
I hope this was the right decision. Listen, all I can imagine is, and it's just an easy thing to apply to yours because you're the next person I know that's getting married in theory, if you actually ever plan this thing.
Thanks.
I imagine these things happening at like your reception. You would literally hurt somebody if they're like, hope you made the right choice. Like that person would be injured.
Yeah. Throw a chair.
Like, of course you made the right choice.
Yeah. And I would say, he made the right choice. You made the wrong one. Boom.
Smash.
Yeah.
You know, actually, I don't know if we do want to send Sarah to this wedding now that you put that.
Might be dangerous.
Sounds like it'd be like the WWE, my wedding.
Coming to the Fargo Dome.
The courthouse might be the best option. Just get down there. Let's keep everyone safe.
Something, I suppose. But every once in a while, you go to work and something real bad happens. You call that old workplace nightmare. The most nightmarish thing to ever happen to you at work. That after Ed Sheeran Shivers, Y94 Morning Playhouse.